Let's keep talking BYU with our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at Spencer_Linton. You can catch him on BYU Sports Nation. It is Spencer Linton. Spencer, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to be with you guys on a Friday.
Ugly Friday out and uglier loss last night for BYU. What has happened to BYU on the road when we've been playing like this and allowing almost 100 points to teams with 7 and now 8 wins? What are you noticing that jumps out most to you?
Well, let's call it for what it is, and it's bad basketball right now. I think the thing that is really starting to develop in terms of the storyline for BYU hoops on the road in conference particularly, and it's showing itself in the youth, but specifically in their inability to handle adversity well. If they get a bad call, if things aren't going their way, things kind of seem to spiral out of control, which is a typical sign of a very young basketball team. They don't handle those situations very well because they're not used to them, quite frankly. And so I think that the immaturity and the lack of poise and focus when things don't bounce their way or the calls don't go their way, the frustration boils over, and they're just never really able to recover from that. Also, they've been typically bad starting fast on the road, and the longer you let a home team gain confidence and hang around, they're going to do what Pepperdine did last night, start to shoot the ball with more and more confidence. When you get layups, all of a sudden contested shots seem that much easier, and everything's going in. So for BYU, the key on the road, especially tomorrow against San Francisco, is they have got to have a quick start if they have any hope of winning that game. And they cannot let the officials dictate their focus and their poise like it has so often on the road.
Spencer, how can Dave Rose and this BYU basketball program start to establish a defensive culture? Because since Jimmer Fredette, it feels like on the defensive end, BYU basketball has just really struggled on that end of the floor.
Now, what's interesting is we talked to Quincy Lewis, and he's essentially the defensive coordinator for BYU basketball. He's been assigned the defensive responsibility for this team, and they got better. When you look at the Ken Pomeroy defensive possession ratings and all of those details that go into that, they jumped up more than 100 spots in the ratings from 2014 to 2015. But Kyle Collinsworth was a big part of that because he was such a good rebounding guard, and they had some seniors on the team last year that could help out defensively, right? Nate Austin is people joke that he was 37 years old on the basketball team, but he could play some defense, and he brought that experience, as did Chase Fisher. So losing those guys had more of an impact on the defense than I think people thought. For sure, me. I thought the defense would be okay, but when Kyle Davis went out, he is a defensive-minded presence. He's a good rebounder. He's a good shot blocker, and a guy that obviously was one of two seniors. And then LJ Rose, who's been kind of a steady presence, I can honestly say I'm not shocked to see what happened last night because this team is young and trying to figure some things out. I think the defensive identity starts just with maturity and them learning that they can win on the road and that, you know, the wheels aren't falling off if calls and things don't go their way. And also, you notice Yoeli Childs early in foul trouble. Eric Mika in foul trouble last night. Eric Mika has done a way better job of staying on the floor this year compared to his freshman year, so he has grown up that way. But, again, typical signs of youth. You get in foul trouble early, you commit some dumb fouls and things you shouldn't do at the right time, and that throws off a team's rhythm and a defensive identity. So it all comes back to just gaining experience and learning how to play within the new rules of the game and to deal with the West Coast Conference officials. And I know that Utah fans and Utah State fans, whether it be the Mountain West or the Pac-12, they've got their fair share of concerns with officials as well. So you just got to find a way to battle through that stuff when you're frustrated.
Would you say Nick Emery's struggles maybe this season on the offensive end have been because he's had to defend the opponent's best offensive player?
Yeah, that factors into it for sure. And I think his brother Jackson would agree with it. You know, as much as I would, it takes a lot of energy to run around and defend a team's best player game in and game out. It also doesn't help that he's been trying to find his niche in a brand new scheme in terms of working inside out. All of a sudden, BYU has post guys, and it's not primarily perimeter oriented. I mean, this is a flip-flop of last year's team because they were told to fire away from the three-point line with Chase Fisher and Nick Emery and whoever else. And now it's, hey, let's work everything to the post. And, oh, Nick, by the way, you're going to be our lockdown defender. You're going to be the guy that is matched up with their best player. So he's had to figure some things out, and that the transition has been rough, but not surprising.
Spencer Linton's our guest, 1320K fan. As we talk BYU, obviously so much was made of Emery and Hawes and Mika coming in together, having won a national championship at Lone Peak. Was there too much hype surrounding that? I mean, did we build up the expectations for this BYU team when those three kids are here playing on it to the point where they could never match up to what those expectations were, or do you feel like they might be underachieving?
The hype machine was in full effect in year number one this year, and you guys know it as well as I do. I think the expectations for year number one of those three reuniting were too high. Some people talking about, hey, multiple NCAA tournament wins, and I just thought, whoa, give this team some time to figure some things out. They're going to be so young. And Dave Rose has spoken to me and on our show a number of times and brought up the fact that while we're all really excited and our expectations are high, this team, this specific team this year, will do some things that make you scratch your head and say, what in the world are they doing? What is going on? In terms of this year specifically, yes, I think that they are underachieving, and I think that they would be the first ones to tell you that they feel like they are underachieving. I thought this team was good enough to be on the bubble and be trying to sneak in if for sure a high seed in the NIT. And so, yeah, in that regard, they are underachieving, but don't blow the whistle on a team that starts two sophomores and say, never an expectation. It's impossible for fans to what I am telling now.
You can find him on Twitter at Spencer_Linton. You can catch him on BYU Sports Nation. Spencer, really great stuff. Thanks for your time.
Hey, it's always great to talk to you guys. Thanks for including me on a very dismal, rainy Friday.